From CNN's Abby Phillip comes her debut book, A Dream Deferred, Jesse Jackson and the Fight for Black Political Power, a triumphant new look at Jesse Jackson's presidential campaigns of the 1980s and how they changed American politics. Available now wherever books are sold.
Good.
Who was in here? It?
It the clown.
What was his name? Jerry Meyer?
He had a name.
Tinky Winkles?
What was his name?
It was fucking Tinker Winkle or something.
I only know his brother Dandolo from Dark Tower.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, are you talking?
What's his name? Stephen?
Stephen Hawking.
King. He had a. There was a whole family of It the Clown.
Yeah, there was like a type of vampire that he defined in his homosexual universe. Some of Dark Tower was pretty good earlier on, but then he was killed and replaced with a clone and completed his series. And was obviously not him.
Damn.
In my opinion.
Damn.
Look at the way he looks too. Well, you know Stephen King. We've almost had him as an honorary guest. We've had a laugh.
We've had a few times where we flew him out and got him a hotel, but he didn't make it past the door.
I'm in the lake right now eating a bass 20 feet deep. Like I feel like he eats freshwater fish in a lake in Maine right now.
I feel like he gets hit by a car and then his writing is totally different for the rest of time.
Yeah.
Fuck.
What's up?
Boomstick.
Crank it.
Else I got here.
Just ignore it. Okay. Oh. I'm just gonna ride it out.
Ride it like a Harley.
Ride it till the wheels fall off. Yes.
Yeah. Boys. Nice to be back.
We're in the boys zone right now.
Clearly.
I'm in the good feeling zone. I got the sort of whatever we was bouncing around last time.
You said wacky tobacco?
Yeah, fucking whacked me like tobacco. Yeah, it whacked me off pretty good for a few days.
You were saying you had some wacky tobacco.
Yeah, I just smoked wacky tobacco just a second ago. Wow. Just kidding, guys. No, I was just getting wacky with some sort of an AIDS.
What?
What's up?
Nothing.
This is a wild. Who just did the balloons?
What? I'm not worried about that. It's the cable management that's shocking me right now.
It's untethered.
Like a taser.
Hereafter.
Electroshock.
Please, 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 please.
The static electricity from the balloons is going to give us all a shock.
Mm-hmm. It might sterilize us quick. Just looking for something. I know what to do to negate this the static. You let off a fog charge. Oh, shit.
If we fog this place up, it'll make it so that the static can't penetrate.
Yep.
It'll get nullified by the fog particles.
You can see...
Particules.
It's Bill Nye the Science Guy. Dude. Science experiment with balloons. Mm-hmm. And the science experiment with balloons is get a four-year-old in your room. And today we're going to be doing some wacky, wacky experiments. What's your name, little buddy? All right. Show me how good you give head.
That's a quote from Bill Nye or Tyson Degrassi?
That's a quote from Bill Nye.
Yeah, it was in his book. It was in his foreword for his book.
At least, I mean, Bill Nye is weird and as ghoulish and as like Abraham Lincoln-esque looking as he is. He's a straight up rocket scientist genius compared to old Degrassi Neil. Mm-hmm. The guy's like a frick, like the fucking groundskeeper from The Shining.
Look at him right now, dude. What's wrong with Bill Nye? Remember they tried to make him come back a couple of years ago? And then everybody was like, nah, we don't care as much as you fucking that the networks think we do.
He's like, look at the way he looks.
Can I see the groundskeeper from, he looks like Michael Arduino, the Colonel.
Aquino. Michael Aquino. From the Church of Set or whatever.
With the eyebrows?
The Church of Set.
I found the charge. I was getting real. I was going to start crying if I didn't find it.
Michael Aquino.
Yeah, he's good. Presidio. Like, what do they preside over? They're a bunch of fun scandals.
The Presidio.
Yeah, Presidio. I remember some daycare stuff. Too dark. His
eyebrows.
Not worth knowing.
He's got cool eyebrows.
Yeah, 501c3, practicing Satanist.
Johnny's daycare.
Yeah, he did.
It's like Tim Heidecker in that costume. You know that, like, I'm on a choo-choo train.
Yeah, yeah. Was he on a talk show? What is that image on the second row the first
from a
one?
Show called An Obsession with Daycares.
Was right he here. On Maury Povich or something?
No, it looks like he was in Star Trek, the first OG.
The fuck is that still frame from?
That's Michael. He's a full bird colonel or some bullshit. It's really funny.
Like from the army, he has like the real highest clearance.
Yeah, it's just that. I mean, once you get to know him, you get to know the echelons of the military are very mystic. Let me put it that way. Yeah. Sammy Davis, remember another pink fingernail guy, Sammy Davis.
What was it?
Red fingernail, rather. Pinky nail
sucks.
The Satanist stuff, you know, the signaling shit. I don't mean to shit. Shit it up with conspiracies, but
hate these people.
I like to think Michael Aquino just driving into Area 51, like, guys, get out of the way.
Hey, speaking
80
of that,
years old, just driving in with his Buick,
driving a school bus.
Yeah, get out of the way. It opens up immediately. There's not nothing.
Other military personnel holding the door open for him on base. It's like he designed the DC floor map right there. The pentagram on the seal. It's like. That's what you start to see when you look into guys like Aquino. It's like damaging to know.
Don't they say, what is it? His wife is Taylor Swift's.
Oh yeah, Zena something, right? Zena LaVey or Anton LaVey's wife is a Taylor Swift clone. Yeah, I mean, hey, wouldn't surprise me.
That'd be a fun.
You remove the hex, it's good. But the problem is that the broken pentagram is also a very powerful rune.
Uh-oh.
I'm just kidding. It's not, but the whole roof, like one of the AI videos you've been seeing lately.
There we go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is that going to pop the balloon?
We'll see.
Hot heat.
In a timely fashion.
You remember that band?
Hot heat, the band.
Oh,
It'd be fun to think about, like, those guys, hey, you want to go grab dinner?
What, hot heat?
No, not. Yeah,
Michael Aquino?
He eats. He's hungry.
It's like, oh, I'm starving. What do you want to get? I'm tired of barbecue.
I really can't continue this conversation. I really have to eat. He has to shit. I can't. I got to go. I'm going to shit my pants.
He's on his phone.
He's giving orders. You have to follow them. It's so good. I'm just following orders. I love him. Yeah, when you start seeing him or even hearing him, you look in the mirror and you're like, this, I'm gay. Like, you know it immediately. It's like, you know to immediately to stop looking into things like that when you first do it. You're like, this, these guys are so gay, it's like embarrassing me.
Chris, would you put that light back up somewhere?
I can hold it.
Not in a hexagram or whatever. Bam Margera heartogram form.
The heart one is weird, but it also could be a symbol that's co-opted and given a bad name by the bad guys too. So I don't know.
It could be an old whaling fleet, Nordic,
right? A Nantucket or something.
Yeah, a Nordic sign.
What, the sigil of
Like all Satan? The satanic symbols were like really useful on like cartography.
They worked. They did a good job.
I'm sure the worst one to mess around with is the star.
Yeah. Well, there's no such thing as star. It's attributed to at least I don't know where in the Old Testament, but Remphan. It's never been a thing ever. And David never flew that flag. It's a complete myth that it's even associated with.
It's always been a samurai star, a ninja star.
Well, you could say it is appropriate to the people that represent that symbol, but I don't. What else am I going to say?
We probably need that light back here, Chris. Does it look fine?
It's pretty universal. It's pretty ambient.
It's universal ambient.
It's good looking. I like the way the new pit looks.
Yeah.
It looks really good. I saw a clip of it.
What, this?
Yeah. Mm. It looks like really good.
It's brighter on camera than it appears in reality. Yeah. With the ISO up.
Good.
It's really good down here in the NASA Double Dragon pit.
It is nice. The Abobos.
The Abobos.
Abobos.
You remember them?
Was
those one of the guys from Double Dragon, Abobo?
Oh, fuck.
I fucking hope so. If I'm wrong about that, it means I'm wrong about everything.
I don't know any Double Dragon lore. I think I've never watched the movie in full.
The first shot, a woman getting slugged right in the gut and carried over someone's shoulder.
Abobo.
Thank God. Yeah, that's Abobo.
That guy looks bad.
Yeah, he messes you up when you're a kid. You're like this. I don't even want to fight him.
Damn.
Yeah.
Nintendo. Oh, he's got like a big head.
Yeah, huge head.
Oh.
He's like the padding if your body could withstand a car crash. Remember that guy? So I think his armor was based on the Abobo.
It's so funny.
You talking about the
Project Graham?
Yeah. That's an Abobo.
Yeah.
It's an Abobo in Bryce.
That's so
disgusting.
Look at
the sternum, bro. Ugh.
Sad. Some sort of underwater abaya. That's what I picture abaya looking like in New Sun.
Damn.
Twisted.
Project Cocksucker. You remember that one?
What body mods would you do?
Is it just the drawstring?
Not that.
No.
The opposite.
Why not? I mean, yeah, no. Give me this, please. Yeah, like 6 inches out on the head, and then like, yeah, connect to the shoulders. I don't know, at least like pound it with like fat or Kevlar or whatever. You can do it, right?
What about tits?
Chuck, any chance you could grab that drawstring light that's directly above you and just pull it down?
There we go. Now we're cooking. Now we got the show turned on. Now we're cooking with gas.
Chuck behind you.
Now we got it. Kick ass, man. Hell yeah, let's go. Now we got it cooking.
I'm in another dimension, guys.
Here we go, baby.
I mean, look where I am.
Now the show's getting rip roaring.
Thank you.
Now we're starting it up. That's what I was worried. That's what was making me feel
weird. Joseph saw that.
We probably need more neon in here.
What kind of lights you want?
More balloons.
We need a refrigerator. More freon.
More freon.
More
neon. We should have a fridge cooking.
With a broken hose.
Yeah, like an Indian convenience store fucking dinner cooking. You stinking up the fucking place.
Making noise with the fridge over here.
How many... We should call like a neon Etsy company, like an Etsy neon maker, and see how many neon signs we're going to have them make that. They're like, no. Mm-hmm. No, we're not doing that.
Yeah. Be funny.
They'd refuse business?
I'm sure some of them would, yeah.
Yeah.
Custom neon signs.
No, that's a gas, right?
Pound the shit out of my throat.
Neon's a gas. But anything you buy like this nowadays is going to be an LED.
Oh, so thing. it's extinct technology, like the cathode ray tube.
Correct.
Too early, I guess.
Yeah.
You could see how much. Honestly, you just like push their limits. Mm-hmm. Not just race stuff,
mm-hmm.
and not just swears.
Mm-hmm.
But like this sign company's fucking gay. Gookie dookie sign company.
The
me.
Signature of the CEO.
Find out the name of the company's all the employees. Mm-hmm. Like employee CEO employees address. Like 5120 Shen Yun Wei. They're like, wait, that's my address. Wait, what the hell? That's my address. Who is making this? I had to take the elevator downstairs. Someone's making a neon sign with my address. Oh, we've got shut it down. There's a reek.
You think it's true? The refresh rate of the LEDs freaking destroying our brains, eroding, doing all this damage when they shoot slow motion of LED?
I don't know if it's it's destroying brains, but it's not good.
What is that? What are you talking about?
It's just when LED panels or whatever the hell lights are captured in slow motion or high frame rate, it like looks like a blinking nightmare. It's like kind of like a subliminal damage visually. Like it looks...
Oh.
Like, who knows what this does to your... And who knows what light does to your skin? Like, who the fuck... They wouldn't tell you. Like this. Nah, your genetics.
Yeah, you're Irish.
You should have called for an appointment sooner.
You got to catch it early.
Yeah, sorry.
How much turmeric do you have in your diet?
We could cut it open and see if it's got pot pie in it.
Biopsy. What'd you come up with?
We cut it open, we release it, we press it right back into your guts and your organs, and it's reabsorbed by your body. It's not a problem, is it?
I went to doctor school.
Hey, what are you going to look for Google for better?
Oh, Dr. Google's here. They're making fun of you.
They're laughing behind your back, the patients. It's unbelievable. Doctors, well, you know how everyone feels about doctors.
Yeah, typical LED bulbs flicker at double the power rate, so 50 hertz or 60 hertz, so they flicker 100 or 200 times per second, which can't be good. It can cause eye strain, headaches, fatigue, worsen migraines.
It's like subliminal things that you can't see with the naked eye doing things to you. You don't even know. And
if it does this stuff, who knows what it actually does to you, by the way.
And I guess, you know, every system is defined by what it does, so you know it's a system that's, it's not by mistake, but I don't mean to get paranoid.
Have you seen the phantom people on the Tesla car reverse cams?
No.
What?
Yeah, they're like, they'll put it reverse cam, like, who's that? And there's no one there. It's one of those things where you're like, ugh.
Are they using the red stuff from Vietnam with the goggles when they were looking at the demon lair? Ooh, sad.
Yeah, this is the one, I think. It's like who's this? This type shit.
That right there?
Yeah.
Bro.
There was another one though. It was like a guy in like an alleyway, and like you look in, it's just like
he's getting head.
But it's like it's not, yeah, it's like this type
that's,
of shit.
That's interesting. It's like that Blair Witch classic.
Because the Google Maps has, it's so good now on like even like your common interface. They have like all the structures. Like it has my barn that I built last year, but it's not even on like It's not everywhere, but it's on the maps already.
Damn.
And I'm like, whoa. Okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, it'll have a shed.
Yeah.
How did it, you know what I mean?
That's top down, not street view.
Top down. It has like a, you can see, it has like it's that, what do they call that, three quarter or whatever?
Yeah, the elevated, I don't know what it
is. 2.5D kind of.
Not isometric, but there's a,
so you're driving,
a faux camera angle.
So it's like
they didn't get street view of your place, though, did they?
Nope.
No. Sons of bitches don't even have to do recon anymore. They can just go on a public map and say, "Oh, he could be in the barn right now." It's crazy.
I'm wondering if so those readers on the top of the Google cars are like sonar or something.
Hmm?
Like, you know, when the Google cars that are reading,
yeah,
if they're shooting through the woods and they're like, "No, that's a structure."
Why wouldn't they?
Probably
wouldn't
probably
it be
not.
Satellite.
Or satellite, yeah.
It's top down only, right?
Yeah, it's a satellite. What am
I talking
about?
It shows like a box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do they call that? There's a word for that.
What, plan view?
Box view.
Nope. They, in surveying, they do it. Surveying is now completely done remotely. Like, there's no field surveying anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need to walk 20 clicks out and there's
a satellite?
It's satellite, but it's called a. It's like the surveying tool.
Can you look up if plan view is top down, Chris?
Plan view?
Plan view.
This is the kind of thing you get.
Put a space between plan and view and then hit search again.
When every place is like Ruby Ridge, when they consider it like that.
Thank you.
I'm on Akinator, which is pretty cool.
Whoa, nice.
What's that?
That's exciting.
Yeah, that's the like the 20 questions, Genie.
Nice. Your stock's going up, Chris.
My stock's going
up.
There's no profile picture or anything like that. And yet it takes like 90 questions, but yeah. It's still there.
Oh, the one where they find out I was famous for my friend.
Yeah.
Like, you're famous because of your friend.
Yeah, yeah, that thing. But they have like, I think they have like, Johnny Quizzle, the streamer.
Johnny Quizzle.
Like famous, everybody's. Though, Chris, if you're next to him.
Yeah, that's true.
What the hell?
Akinator, it's like the 20 questions thing.
You know Akinator, Chuck.
So like,
I know, or Akinar.
This guy. Oh, they upped his artwork a little bit.
What happened to him?
They made it a little spicier.
Oh.
That's the classic Akinator that I know right there.
You think of a character, an object, or an animal.
Can I live in your country?
How about your wife? Can I stare at her? Cool.
But yeah.
It reads your mind?
Yeah, so think of a person. An obscure
what about bird. An animal?
Or an animal.
Think of an animal.
Okay.
Okay.
But.
Are you thinking of it?
Yeah.
You can tell us. Well, unless you don't want
to. Tell. Okay, we're not going to tell. Okay. Keep the magic here.
Is your animal a pet?
No.
No.
Is it four legs?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Does your animal eat other animals?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Does your animal have stripes?
Hell no.
No.
Fuck that.
Fuck no.
Does your animal have paws?
I mean. It's got paws and claws. Yeah, sure.
Does it have spots?
No.
Well, you can't mess with that.
Does it roar?
It definitely can roar.
Does it live in Africa?
It can, but I don't believe it's from there.
Probably. Is it black?
Huh?
I think the fur is black.
Is it brown?
I think it's black. I don't know if it was brown.
Okay. Probably not. That would be a probably not there, Chris. Well, you fucked it up.
All right.
Just kidding, Chris. No, don't do it.
Does your animal have black ears?
It has to. Black ears.
Black it
brown
up.
Brown chest?
Chuck?
I think it was all black.
It's
like
all
my,
black.
Like I like my coffee and my men.
So probably not.
Yeah, probably.
Black legs, yep.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Black ass legs. Yeah, it's in the Pantera family.
Yeah.
Is it in the Pantera family?
No, I don't know. It's an alien creature. It can't be related to a panther.
Oh, here we go.
Long tail?
I don't remember. Did the Alzebo have a tail?
I knew you were doing Alzebo.
Alzebo.
Isn't that the best creature I've...
That's crazy.
I'll fucking die.
Native to Tasmania?
I just don't remember having a tail.
Not Tasmanian.
No.
Still exists?
No.
Probably not. Three heads?
No.
Howl?
It howls.
Does it transform into human?
In ways, yes. Hold on,
Chris. Don't rush it. We could say probably.
Yeah.
I'm very confused.
Does it stand on two legs?
Yeah, it does.
Associated with the moon.
It's not a werewolf, but I don't know. I don't believe it is.
Probably not. Okay, so we just did it.
Does your animal bark? That's not a fucking dog.
No. Is it a dinosaur?
What the fuck is a dinosaur? No.
Antlers?
No.
Look how hard Akinator is thinking.
Oh, chupacabra?
I mean, that's close. I mean, that's pretty close.
No, come on.
No, I said no and then continue.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry.
That is.
Is your animal mystical?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Wings?
No.
Hands?
I mean, paws, hands, sure.
Hold on. Don't know.
Is it known for copying others?
Yes.
Yes.
Does it change size?
No.
Two long legs.
I think that's four.
Don't know. It might.
I mean, sure.
Does his face change when he gets more?
Don't know on this one.
Spiky.
No.
Soften what? Kids.
What?
No.
What?
That's scary. Yeah.
No, not mythology.
Oh,
no.
Well, I guess. Well, Borgias, at least. It must come from something.
From mythology?
Yeah, it must. It must come from like some folklore or something. Probably.
Probably.
Yeah, I would say.
Change shape?
No.
Fat?
No.
Bigger than an elephant?
No.
Canine?
I mean, I guess you could say don't know because it's an alien creature.
Feline?
Nah, I don't know.
Yeah. Does it really exist? Is that up for debate?
I guess
absolutely no.
Probably not. I'd be very scared.
Magical?
No, I mean, I don't know if its abilities. I don't believe its abilities are attributed to magic. It's whatever its pituitary gland or something. It's whatever its organs do. So I would say no. It's not a magical thing. It's very scientific.
No? Is it a mutant?
I mean, I don't know. I would guess it's a hybrid, or maybe it's a pure species from out, you know, off land, but it could be a hybrid of something.
Taller than a man.
Yeah, it's big.
Mythical. I thought we already answered that.
Sure. I already told you.
No, swamp. No swamp. No.
Wow.
Rougarou.
It's probably close-ish.
So I'll say no, and then...
See what else it got there.
It's fucked up.
If I hit no, then it'll show if it actually has that in there. I'll show you.
Okay.
The Alzebo chapter is the craziest in the whole series.
Amarok?
No, I don't know what that is. Is this when you're looking for rock?
Wow.
It's
a hide from the Wednesday series.
How do you spell it? How do you spell the thing you were thinking of?
I'll look it up.
Okay.
If you need me to.
What's it called?
Alzebo,
I guess you could spell it like that. The thing Alzebo, is so this guy right good.
Here? Wow. What is it from? A book?
Yeah, it's from Book of the New Sun, and it comes from a Borgia compilation of mythical creatures.
The Alzebo, a giant bear-like alien animal that eats people and takes their personality. Yeah,
it's so shocking. Even if you don't read the Book of the New Sun, if you just read the Alzebo chapter, you'll go crazy.
It's an animal. How can it take a personality? What if it eats a homosexual man?
It has whatever its organs, however they're fashioned off-world, when it eats someone, it gains a certain semblance of their intelligence, and that intelligence also either has an awareness within the Alzebo, or the Alzebo is more devious and crafty and pretends that. So if there's a family that it was afflicted by an Alzebo outside of Thrax, which Severian goes and he lodges with and is chased by Aegia also, but he has to fight an Alzebo indoors for a little bit. But the family was terrorized after the young, it's dark, it's pretty hideous stuff. The young daughter was killed by the Alzebo, and then the father was coaxed out to go hunt for it because the thing was calling in his daughter's voice.
Oh.
And it's so, I mean, I'll just stop right there. It's all spoilers, but it's so horrific. It's unbelievable. It's hair-raising. Hair-raising.
It would be really funny if the Alzebo ate your gay neighbor.
You're out looking for sex one night and you get the Alzebo.
It's just like it's at a bar and it's like, oh, excuse me, my bad. It's like, oh, no problem. Oh, hey.
It's like 8 feet tall. It's fucking huge. It's
your
devious. Neighbor.
It's wearing your neighbor's sweater that he always wears. Like his little gay cardigan.
It's tied in a knot.
It's driving his car.
It's so scary because the thing has it's like a devilish intelligence, and it comes back and it wants the rest of the family, and it like tries to trick them and says that the people inside want to be reunited with the family. Like devious, crazy thoughts from a fucking beast.
Mm. I like the Polish style artwork, the hairless one.
This?
Yeah. I like thinking about this, like running into this guy at a bar with those claws, like on a beer.
It's like sloth claws, a skinless Joe, kind of like a shambler from Quake.
Mm. These would be fun to have in modern 2025 world.
I wish you could. You smell them. Oh, bro.
It doesn't wipe its own ass. It has like an ass covered in shit. It's in a Volvo dealership. It's trying to talk to you about the game.
Its legs are
the movie.
Its legs are stained just from shit.
From like shit down the leg. And it's like, oh, hey, Sam, how have you been? And you're looking at like its shit on its legs. You're like, oh,
bro,
it stinks like fucking like fish and ham. It smells like the back of a.
It's savory.
Yeah.
The body produces no methane, so it doesn't stink. It's like savory.
It's signing documents with those claws. It has a big pen in its hand. It's got nice handwriting. He like has like bubbly girl handwriting.
Did Chris show you that Tom Segura sketch, the sniper?
No, the shit.
We should show Nick that.
Let me see if I can bring that.
That's the funny part.
Wow. Just the shitting. Using your underwear to wipe the shit. Like when you have shit on your ass, where like you sit in it almost.
Getting it on your legs.
Yeah,
yeah.
He almost turned into that beast for a second.
Yeah,
that's. Did you watch that whole thing?
The whole sketch.
Yeah.
That part's worth watching. Yeah. It was funny.
That was one of the first. That's episode one, and I saw that. I laughed really hard. Because we're curious as to who's doing sketch stuff.
Let's see what the other sketches are.
Yeah.
What else do they got out there? What else they got in the world?
You don't want to.
You don't want to be missing anything.
Yeah, you should have dude wipes with them.
Dude wipe sponsorship.
Yep.
Get one of those
pop. Septic tank destroyers.
Mm-hmm. Septic wipes.
Septic cigarettes.
What's going on in the world here?
So let's see what's going on with the gov.
All good news. I guess Real ID or whatever the hell those digital IDs. That's great, isn't it? Nice.
What the thing? Is that all UK?
That shit that's in the UK that they're trying to push here and all that stuff. I mean, you all all that stuff. It's just so. I mean, there's a word. I don't even know the words for it anymore. It's just.
Oh, so they're rolling. They're going through with it. It's not even on the.
No, they're. Woo. I don't know what the hell they're going to do. I don't know what to say about it. I really don't.
Why is this bad?
Digital IDs?
It's just social credit. It ties everything you say online to all of your banking and more. And it's really.
Do they get to pull it out? Does a cop get to be like, show me your ID easier?
And you show them your phone. Well, what they do in
China is probably the best example. They get your face on billboards and shit if you don't pay taxes.
On China, there's this. Well, does social credit still. Go to ChatGPT and we want to know how ubiquitous and. Important is social credit currently in China?
They rolled that out. That's not like a
period.
Theory. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And there was something in, I don't know, Vietnam, some government, they froze bank accounts because the people didn't get an ID. This is all allegedly. I have no idea. Could be your East Eurasia is at war with whatever. I have no idea.
Forget about pilot programs and stuff like that, comma. Is it actually used, and if so, for what?
Dope.
Yeah. Yeah, so they do have it. I think my suspicion would be that they use it, this section right here, what isn't or only partially implemented. This is what people fear digital ID would become, especially the point systems tied to everyday behavior. So if you jaywalk or if you're loud on the subway or something, or you steal a pack of gum, it could make it so that you can't rent property, stuff like that. My suspicion is that that type of thing is not widely abused by the Chinese government, because the thing about the Chinese is that their leadership is pro-Chinese and wants them to win.
Right.
So their government's not looking for ways to like turn their citizenry into the Chinese, they seem monolithic. They seem like a hive mind intelligence, and I wouldn't want to be Chinese or have our country behave in a way that's Chinese. But it's not the kind of thing where, like, the government over there is turning people into trannies with the digital ID. It's like it's basically seems like it's be a better Chinese person.
Here's a system that if you were to try to implement it in your country, we would beat you.
If we were to try to implement it, it would be catastrophic. It would be used for anarcho tyranny. It would be used for the empowerment of criminals. It's like the handing out IDs that say "no name given." Have you seen those?
And that's beautiful.
In New York, they're giving out IDs like a driver's license that says "no name given."
Wow!
So you can just go get a driver's license, drive around. You don't even have to have your name.
I want one.
Either New York or Ohio. Yeah, New York State right there.
Isn't that nice?
CDLs. You get a CDL with no name given on it. I don't know if this is something they're doing or something they've proposed or what. But it's a Chinese program. It's authoritarian. It's not good. It's 1984. But it's probably, my suspicion is, being used in China by the government to make sure that their citizens are better Chinese people.
If they're, I guarantee it would be like a world banking thing. They were like, look, our people pay all their bills. Statistically, we pay 84% of our consumers are paying their bills and behaving on time, and look at their behaviors.
Yeah, well, you can do, if you have data on people, you can do all kinds of things like that. It's probably also just like if you have to manage a billion people.
Yeah.
And make sure that
they're falling off buildings and you're not reacting to them.
Stepping over carcasses killed in the streets.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a good thing. I'm just saying it functions differently than a system like that would function over here or in the UK.
Trust the Chinese over the fanatics over here. I think in China they're less worried about eradicating their own citizens than they are in the West.
Yeah, they don't seem to be trying to turn their citizens into
the opposite of what they were.
Yeah, the opposite of what they should. Yeah. The opposite of what they should be.
You don't have enough cum in your stomach.
Yeah.
You don't have enough cum in your stomach, so how can I give you a high social credit score?
And they got the balls in the UK. They flood the country with all different kinds of fun peoples, and then they say, in order to stop this immigration problem, we got to roll out this digital ID. It's right out of a textbook, and it's just right in your face. They don't even lie anymore. They just say it to you.
Don't worry, they'll do nothing about it.
Whew.
They'll do. I don't know. Weren't they rad at one point?
Who?
Now, the Brits were always laydowns, weren't they?
Well, I guess they're conquered, like most of the West during the First and the Second World Wars.
They've lived the life of being like a soft bitch.
I don't know if it's that they're soft. I think it's just that there's a thing. It's just white people in general have this
target on your fucking back.
the least in-group preference and the highest ability to empathize with outsiders. And it's not, it doesn't seem to be a good combination for
it's easy to take advantage of by a maniacal force.
Is that what happens when you worship like an old
what?
When you like allow like a queen to rule, you turn into a
no. It's because of sharing, like the way that you survive in a cold climate is you have altruism. You have the ability to empathize with your neighbor.
But there's no like realization of backfiring or any of that?
No.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of buffers that make sure people don't realize it. The media, teachers, everything, it disguises those realities.
But there's just never any course correction ever, is there?
No, I've never seen one in my life.
There's never been like, oh, shit, my bad, we're going to go back.
I mean, they might say it.
Back.
Just like the whole immigration. We're going to deport millions and millions of people like a month ago, and all of a sudden, 24 people were detained at this. Oh, it's that? Oh.
I mean, okay, thanks. You could argue that they did have a moment where they tried to roll it, run it back.
What?
Nazi Germany?
Yeah.
Look what happened to the Germans.
Yeah, I know.
Let that be a lesson.
Then immediately they were like, oh my God, what did we do?
The Germans?
Haven't like the Germans been like overcorrected?
They were bombed and brutalized and psychologically punished in
total war campaign.
Yeah,
beyond imagination to anyone that hasn't experienced it.
Yeah, the Germans were murdered in their cities. They were like the Dresden bombing,
melted into jellies, families and houses. Really,
and then after the war, the Russians. A fuckload of German women.
Could be a million, you don't know.
Constant, insane.
Yep. And what does that do to the future generation?
And then also, I think the Germans were, I forget what the post-war punishment was, but it was like something out of Star Trek or something. It was like a barbaric...
eat dog food.
A barbaric
can't
thing.
Have any industry. You gotta start. No, your children have to become prostitutes if you're not making enough money. It was insane economic lockdown.
Yeah. Go to chat GPT. How were the Germans punished after World War II?
And who was monitoring it?
the U.S. Probably the U.S. Army at the behest of the KGS.
Sad.
Borders redrawn. Blah blah blah. Territorial losses. Wow. Division of Germany. Military restrictions. Factory. Economic consequences. Industry dismantling. Reparations. Economic policy to keep Germany economically weak, political denazification,
destroying the youth of the culture with the Weimar red light stuff. Everything is intentional. Everything.
The war. My guess would be that probably more Germans died after the war. There were probably more than six million Germans killed after the war in with whatever they did.
That's just total war.
That's a guess, but I'm sure it's true.
Sad. Atrocity you've never even heard about.
This is the kind of thing, if you wanted the real info, you'd have to watch Europa at the Gates or whatever. You'd have to watch
Last Battle.
One of those fucking 2-hour long movies.
One of those classics?
Yeah.
12 hours long?
Yeah. It's pretty devastating knowledge what happened to the Germans. It's really sad.
I mean, even just in modern times, like no walk back ever on public policy and just all lies always. But like even like, I'm talking the last like, decade, 2 decades, 3 decades. Never, ever any agency over any faults. It's always been like, well, that program didn't work. And that's the part to me like that overall. I mean,
just playing for time until doomsday. That's it.
Nah, it's just as a human being, like as anybody, any side of it, just no one ever taking anything. Just be like, oh, it actually worked really good. Like, no, it was a huge failure.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be fired from your job or anything. But like, taking that on the face is like, just in general. And the costs, like the cost of public policy, like the true in your face. It's going to be blah, blah, blah. I don't know. What I'm basically getting at is everything's always $9 million that should be $250,000. And it's fuck you when it doesn't work.
Mm.
That's the one.
Like, yeah. You
know, highways cost $3 million. They charge $365 million. That's the fucking, in my opinion. The civil engineering fucking and the checks and the jobs and the, I don't know.
How many people you gotta fuck to stop the fucking?
Yeah, I heard two guineas talking at breakfast yesterday, and they were like lefty guineas, but clearly like, you know, in your island you get like the special lefty guineas. You ever see these guys?
Special ed.
Oh yeah,
I can imagine one
like fireman guineas.
Uh huh.
Like it's education.
That's funny.
You know what it is? It's all about the kids. This is, you're talking about a fat fucking fireman slob who shows up every day and cooks dynamite for fucking firemen and be like, we're protecting and saving our lives so I can be a hero to kids. like disillusioned fat.
Like the judge?
What?
Like that judge, that famous TikTok judge?
No, he was all right. Caprio?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like grandma lady. I'm talking like a fat retard.
Yeah.
Like a fucking dumb guinea fat retard who really in his head thinks he's a cape wearing superhero because he drives a fire truck to the Dunkin' Donuts. And he says the word education. And we give to cancer and all kinds of stuff like that for the kids. And we do the raffle.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd literally take half the money and then buy a 4-wheeler for the station that they all use.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that type of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And they give their daughter a job like upstairs, like answering phones that they don't need.
Mm-hmm.
We could use an extra person.
No, they don't. They don't even need the three that they have.
Mm-hmm.
We could use an extra person. You just hire and you're making taxpayers pay money. No, no oversight, never pension. Looking back, always forward. Spend. It drives me. I'm just for the ham brain side of public policy. It's just like, God, you need like a house cleaning in there. Just like a fucking, like a general purpose accountant. Be like, that's too much money for that. Cut it.
Yeah.
I loved couldn't even understand how you would even do that.
I loved what the Elon thing that he was doing, the Doge shit.
Yeah.
That was my favorite thing. Yeah. Regardless of who it was, like that type of thing for me was like, oh shit.
Yeah, that is cool.
This is wild. Like my mom is like that. Like, my mom's an accountant. And she's like, what's this charge right here? She does it to all the, what is that? That's too much money. It's stupid. What is that? Cut it. Or this or that. Just cleaning up. And I was like, finally, this is going to happen. And now it's like, it's like it lasted like 6 months of like the, you know, hey, we're doing that now. Like, no, you're not. No, you're not. Like, no, you're not. And none of it, I don't know, it just goes away.
It's like when you have roommates in your 20s, we're like, all right, guys, Monday, we're going to go to the gym every day. We're going to do this, like a game all plan. Right. And then
you go once.
Yeah.
Tuesday, you're all fucking, you go back to your boy's moving back in with his parents. I miss Miami.
You're doing Kratom.
For 20 years.
There's a guy doing Kratom on your couch.
One of them is spending like a ton of money on like a new bathroom that no one wanted. Yo, I put a shower on, so you guys gonna have to kick me like 900 each. Yeah, dude, we all want a steam shower, right? All right, cool.
You guys each owe me 1400.
Yeah, you owe me 1400. Can you kick me that Venmo now? Venmo me that now? All right, cool. Yeah, Steam's going in like this week or something. I talked to Ron. And that's what I feel like we're at.
Talk to my Steam guy.
I talk, yeah, to Steam Ron.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
I don't know about you guys, but me and Sam have been having a ball.
We've been having a hoot. What, playing the game?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, yeah.
Good. Which one are you still in Fallout?
We're on Front Mission Gun Hazard still.
Nice. Is it taking normal playthrough lengths for you guys?
We're taking a little bit of an extended tour.
So you're taking the scenic route a little bit.
Yeah, we're taking the scenic route. Yeah.
We're role-playing a bit with this one.
We role-play. We tend to make up characters and pretend like we're in the game
I
here.
Bet you guys like the way that game looks. That looks like something you would like.
There you go, yeah.
There's no...
Nope, not a polygon in sight.
Oh, yeah.
Is that all like watercolor?
It's something like that.
It could be... Based on scans or something.
It looks like, yeah, it looks
for
it's
it looked pretty.
And it even has
Monkey Island 2, I think, was based on some sort of a watercolor, and that was the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Monkey.
That's Monkey World, I think.
Oh, that probably is watercolor, that artwork.
They look watercolor.
Yeah, they did that a lot with Square did that a lot with
what's the guy's name, Ayama or whatever?
His name's Suzuki.
His name's fucking Yamaha.
It's Yu Suzuki.
Like a lot of the stuff like this.
Yeah, so original.
It's a bit femdom.
Gookie Dookie. Yes.
My name is Gookie Dookie.
My name is I Fuck Twinks or something.
Amano is the guy's name. I don't know if he did that, but that looks like what he did.
Good.
It's so nice.
What's his name? Yoshi something Amano?
Where'd you see that?
Could be Yoshi.
Type in Amano Square Artist. Yoshitaka Amano. There you go. Yeah. That's the good stuff. That's what we like to see.
Oh, yeah.
Wearing a hat.
He looks like Yoko Ono.
Put the hat on, Yoshi.
Yep.
I'm like Pablo Casso.
Yeah, this is Final Fantasy V.
Yep.
Yeah, this guy's fantastic. This stuff's amazing. I don't know if he did. He do the Front Mission Gun Hazard art? Can you chat GPT that one?
Yeah. Yeah. Going from the Holocaust to Front Mission.
As it
on chat GPT.
He's like, guys, take it easy.
Yoshitaka Amano do Front Mission Gun.
I like our history. Hand amputations in Africa and then map camp.
Yeah.
The pedophile camp.
No. Oh, no.
This ChatGPT's got like cold sores on its mouth.
The thing is pissed that you're asking about hand amputations in Africa.
It's suicidal. It's at a bar right now.
What's this, the fucking Congo? I'm not going there.
Can you type in, is that a hallucination, or can you search it and stop being a fucking... Just type in, is that a hallucination, or did you search that out?
I answered from memory?
Yeah,
I never asked you that.
Yeah, search for it. Makes me fucking sick.
That's crazy.
You gotta wrestle these fucking things.
I wish it was sentient. I'd beat its ass.
It's like a crack whore.
I'd fucking blow it up.
It's like a lying little crack whore.
Couldn't you hook it up to one of those things at the malls where you punch it and it gives you the punch meter? You hook it up to it, you punch it in the face.
You hook it up to a screaming mouth with a head.
But okay. but the strange part is I never asked.
Did he do the cover art? Please search for it. Stupid fucking fuck. Stupid fucking.
The thing's not a fucking 2 trillion brain whatever power. It's fucking with you.
Okay, I'm going to assume that he did the cover art.
Yeah, I'm assuming that too.
Fuck it.
Very fantastic style.
Yes,
what a beautiful
good game.
Beautiful artist. And the watercolor or whatever he's using to get that sort of pastel washed out effect on the older stuff is really impressive.
That's good shit.
Mm-hmm.
But how's the gameplay?
The gameplay's awesome, man. It's so good. Oh, I see he's showing you the trick there, the trick we learned, Chris, of how to press down and B.
Oh, and it lets you drop through the floor?
Oh.
No, it lets you finish the level. We were sitting there for 20 minutes trying to figure out
how to pick up or something?
How to get out of the fucking level.
It's implied that you should know it, or maybe it was in the booklet.
But this game's so cool,
nice.
Man. It's got circular, like 360 degree shooting. So if you press up, your arm moves up slowly. It's like good.
Whoa.
Good.
Who was in here? It?
It the clown. What was his name? Jerry Meyer?
He had a name?
Tinky Winkles?
What was his name?
It was fucking Tinkerwinkle or something.
I only know his brother Dandelo from Dark Tower.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
So,
oh, are you talking?
What's his name? Stephen
Hawking? Kang.
King? He had there was a whole family of It the Clown?
Yeah, there was like a type of vampire that he defined in his homosexual universe. Some of Dark Tower was pretty good earlier on, but then he was killed and replaced with a clone and completed his series. It was obviously not him.
Damn.
In my opinion.
Damn.
Look at the way he looks, too. Well, you know Stephen King. We've almost had him as an honorary guest. We've had
a few times where we flew him out and got him a hotel, but he didn't make it past the door.
I'm in the lake right now eating a bass 20 feet deep. Like, I feel like he eats freshwater fish in a lake in Maine right now.
I feel like he gets hit by a car and then his writing is totally different for the rest of time.
Yeah.
Fuck.
What's up?
Boomstick.
Want me to crank it?
Else I got here.
Just ignore it. Okay. Oh. I'm just gonna ride it out.
Ride it till like a Harley.
Ride it till the wheels fall off. Ah, yes.
Yeah. Boys. Nice to be back.
We're in the boys zone right now.
Clearly.
I'm in the good feeling zone. I got the sort of the whatever we was bouncing around last time.
You said wacky tobacco?
Yeah, fucking whacked me like tobacco. Yeah, it whacked me off pretty good for a few days.
You were saying you had some wacky tobacco.
Yeah, I just smoked wacky tobacco just a second ago. Just kidding, guys. No, I was just getting wacky with some sort of an AIDS.
What?
What's up?
Nothing.
This is a wild. Who just did the balloons?
What?
I'm not worried about that. It's the cable management that's shocking me right now.
It's untethered.
Like a taser.
Hereafter.
Electroshock.
Please, 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 please.
The static electricity from the balloons is going to give us all a shock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might sterilize us quick. Just looking for something. I know what to do to negate this the static. You let off a fog charge. Oh, shit.
If we fog this place up, it'll make it so that the static can't penetrate.
Yep.
It'll get nullified by the fog particles.
You can see...
Particules.
It's Bill Nye the Science Guy, dude. Science experiment with balloons. Mm-hmm. And the science experiment with balloons is get a 4-year-old in your room. And today we're going to be doing some wacky, wacky experiments. What's your name, little buddy? All right. Show me how good you give head.
Is that's a quote from Bill Nye or Tyson Degrassi?
That's a quote from Bill Nye.
Yeah, it was in his book. It was in his foreword for his book.
At least, I mean, Bill Nye is weird and as ghoulish and as like Abraham Lincoln-esque looking as he is. He's a straight up rocket scientist genius compared to old Degrassi Neil. Mm-hmm. The guy's like a frick, like the fucking groundskeeper from The Shining.
Look at him right now, dude. What's wrong with Bill Nye? Remember they tried to make him come back a couple of years ago? And everybody was like, nah, we don't care as much as you fucking that the networks think we do.
He's like, look at the way he looks.
What in can I see the groundskeeper from he looks like Michael Arduino, the Colonel
Aquino. Michael Aquino from the Church of Set or whatever.
With the eyebrows.
Church of, the Church of Set.
I found the charge. I was getting real. I was gonna about to start crying if I didn't find it.
Michael Aquino.
Yeah, he's good. Presidio. Like, what did he preside over? There are a bunch of fun scandals.
The Presidio.
Yeah, Presidio. I remember some daycare stuff. Too dark. His
eyebrows.
Not worth
he's got cool eyebrows.
Yeah, 501c3, practicing Satanist.
Johnny's daycare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
It's like Tim Heidecker in that costume. You know that, like, I'm on a choo-choo train.
Yeah, yeah. Was he on a talk show? What is that image on the second row the first
from a
one?
Show called An Obsession with Daycares.
Was he on Maury Povich or something?
No, it looks like he was on Star Trek, the first OG.
The fuck is that still frame from?
That's Michael. He's a full bird colonel or some bullshit. It's really funny.
Like from the army, he has like the real highest clearance.
Yeah, it's just that. I mean, once you get to know him, you get to know the echelons of the military are very mystic. Let me put it that way. Yeah, yeah. Sammy Davis. Remember another pink fingernail guy? Sammy Davis? Red fingernail, rather. Pinky nail.
Sucks.
The Satanist stuff. You know, the signaling shit. I don't mean to shit it up with conspiracies, but.
Hate these people.
I like to think Michael Aquino just driving into Area 51, like, guys, get out of the way.
Hey, speaking
80
of
years old, just driving in with his Buick,
driving a school bus.
Yeah, get out of the way. It opens up immediately. There's nothing.
Other military personnel holding the door open for him on base. It's like he designed the DC floor map right there. The pentagram on the seal. It's like that's what you start to see when you look into guys like Aquino. It's like damaging to know.
Don't they say, what is it? His wife is Taylor Swift's.
Oh yeah, Zena something, right? Zena LaVey or Anton LaVey's wife is a Taylor Swift clone. Yeah, I mean, hey, wouldn't surprise me.
That'd be a fun.
You remove the hex, it's good. But the problem is that the broken pentagram is also a very powerful rune.
Uh oh.
I'm just kidding. It's not, but the whole roof, like one of the AI videos you've been seeing lately.
There we go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is that going to pop the balloon?
We'll see.
Hot Heat.
In a timely fashion.
You remember that band?
Yeah, Hot Heat, the band.
Oh,
It'd be fun to think about, like, those guys, hey, you want to go grab dinner?
What, Hot Heat?
No, not. Yeah,
Michael Arquino?
He eats. He's hungry.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm starving. What do you want to get? I'm tired of barbecue.
I really can't continue this conversation. I really have to eat. he has to shit. I can't. I gotta go. I'm gonna shit my pants.
He's on his phone.
He's giving orders. You have to follow them. It's so good. I'm just following orders. I love him. Yeah. When you start seeing him or even hearing him, you look in the mirror and you're like, this, I'm gay. Like, you know it immediately. It's like, you know to immediately to stop looking into things like that when you first do it. You're like, these guys are so gay. It's like embarrassing me.
Chris, would you put that light back up somewhere?
I can hold it.
Not in a hexagram or whatever. Bam Margera heartogram form.
The heart one is weird, but it also could be a symbol that's co-opted and given a bad name by the bad guys too. So I don't know.
It could be an old whaling fleet. Nordic.
Right, a Nantucket or something?
Yeah. A Nordic sign.
What, the sigil of
Like all Satan? The satanic symbols were like really useful on like cartography.
They worked. They did a good job.
I'm sure the worst one to mess around with is the star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's no such thing as a star. It's attributed to at least I don't know where in the Old Testament, but Remphan. It's never been a thing ever. And David never flew that flag. It's a complete myth that it's even associated.
It's always been a samurai star, a ninja star.
Well, you could say it is appropriate to the people that represent that symbol, but I don't. What else am I going to say?
We probably need that light back here, Chris. Does it look fine?
It's pretty universal. It's pretty ambient.
It's universal ambient.
It's good looking. I like the way the new pit looks.
Yeah,
it looks really good. I saw a clip of it.
What, this?
Yeah. Mm. It looks like really good.
It's brighter on camera than it appears in reality. Yeah. With the ISO up.
Good.
It's really good down here in the NASA, Double Dragon pit.
It is nice. The Abobos.
The Abobos.
You remember them?
What's that?
Were those one of the guys from Double Dragon, Abobo?
Oh, fuck.
I fucking hope so. If I'm wrong about that, it means I'm wrong about everything.
I don't know any Double Dragon lore. I think I've never watched the movie in full.
The first shot, a woman getting slugged right in the gut and carried over someone's shoulder. Abobo. Oh, it was... Oh, thank God. Yeah, that's Abobo.
That guy looks bad.
Yeah, he messes you up when you're a kid. You're like this. I don't even want to fight him.
Damn.
Yeah.
Nintendo. Oh, he's got like a big head.
Yeah, huge head.
Oh.
He's like the padding if your body could withstand a car crash. Remember that guy? That's yeah, yeah. So I think his armor was based on the Abobo.
It's so funny.
You talking about the
Project Graham?
Yeah, that's an Abobo.
Yeah,
wow. It's an Abobo in Bryce.
That's so
look
disgusting.
Look at the sternum, bro. Ugh.
Sad. Some sort of underwater creature, Abaya. That's what I picture Abaya looking like in New Sun.
Damn,
twisted.
Project Cocksucker. You remember that one?
What body mods would you do?
Is it just the drawstring?
Not that.
No.
The opposite.
Why not? I mean, yeah, no. Give me this, please. Yeah, like 6 inches out on the head, and then like, yeah, connect to the shoulder. I don't know, at least like pound it with like fat or Kevlar or whatever. You can do it, right?
What about tits?
Chuck, any chance you could grab that drawstring light that's directly above you and just pull it down?
There we go. Now we're cooking. Now we got the show turned on. We're cooking with gas.
Chuck, behind you.
Now we got it. Kick ass, man. Hell yeah, let's go. Now we got it cooking.
I'm in another dimension, guys.
Here we go, baby.
I mean, look where I am.
Now the show's getting rip-roaring.
Thank you.
Now we're starting it up. That's what I was worried. That's what was making me feel
Joseph
weird.
Joseph saw that.
We probably need more neon in here.
What kind of lights you want?
More balloons.
We need a refrigerator. More Freon.
More Freon.
More
neon. We should have a fridge cooking.
With a broken hose.
Yeah, humming. Like an Indian convenience store fucking dinner cooking. You stinking up the fucking place.
Making noise with the fridge over here.
How many... We should call like a neon Etsy company, like an Etsy neon maker, and see how many neon signs we can have them make that. They're like, no. Mm-hmm. No, we're not doing that.
Yeah. Be funny.
They'd refuse business?
I'm sure some of them would, yeah.
Yeah.
Custom neon signs.
No, that's a gas, right?
Pound the shit out of my throat.
Neon's a gas. But anything you buy like this nowadays is going to be an LED.
Oh, so thing. it's extinct technology, like the cathode ray tube.
Correct.
Too early, I guess.
Yeah.
You could see how much, honestly, you just like push their limits. Mm-hmm. Not just race stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And not just swears.
Mm-hmm.
But like this sign company's fucking gay. Gookie dookie sign company.
Signature of the CEO.
Find out the name of the companies, all the employees. Mm-hmm. Like employee, CEO, employees address. Like 5120 Shen Yun Way. They're like, wait, that's my address. Wait, what the hell? That's my address. Who is making this? I had to take the elevator downstairs. Someone's making a neon sign with my address. Oh, we've got shut it down. There's a reek.
You think it's true? The refresh rate of the LEDs freaking destroying our brains, eroding, doing all this damage when they shoot slow motion of LED?
I don't know if it's it's destroying brains, but it's not good.
What is that? What are you talking about?
It's just when LED panels or whatever the hell lights are captured in slow motion or high frame rate, it like looks like a blinking nightmare. It's like kind of like a subliminal damage visually. Like it looks...
Oh.
Like, who knows what this does to your... And who knows what light does to your skin? Like, who the fuck... They wouldn't tell you. Like this. Nah, your genetics.
Yeah, you're Irish.
You should have called for an appointment sooner.
You got to catch it early.
Yeah, sorry.
How much turmeric do you have in your diet?
We could cut it open and see if it's got pot pie in it.
Biopsy. What'd you come up with?
We cut it open, we release it, we press it right back into your guts and your organs. It's reabsorbed by your body. It's not a problem, is it?
I went to doctor school.
Hey, what are you going to look for Google for better?
Oh, Dr. Google's here. They're making fun of you.
They're laughing behind your back, the patients. It's unbelievable. Doctors, well, you know how everyone feels about doctors.
Yeah, typical LED bulbs flicker at double the... double the power rate, so 50 hertz or 60 hertz, so they flicker 100 or 200 times per second, which can't be good. It can cause eye strain, headaches, fatigue, worsen migraines.
It's like subliminal things that you can't see with the naked eye doing things to you. You don't even know. And
if it does this stuff, who knows what it actually does to you, by the way.
And I guess, you know, every system is defined by what it does, so you know it's a system that's, it's not by mistake, but I don't mean to get paranoid.
Have you seen the phantom people on the Tesla car reverse cams?
No.
What?
Yeah. They're like, they'll put it reverse cam, like, who's that? And there's no one there. It's one of those things where you're like, ugh.
Are they using the red stuff from Vietnam with the goggles when they were looking at the demon lair? Ooh. Sad.
Yeah, this is the one, I think. It's like who's this? This type shit.
That right there?
Yeah.
Bro.
There was another one, though. It was like a guy in like an alleyway, and like you look and it's just like
he's getting head.
But it's like, it's not. Yeah, like this type
that's,
of shit.
That's interesting. It's like that Blair Witch classic.
Because the Google Maps has, it's so good now on like even like your common interface. They have like all the structures. Like it has my barn that I built last year, but it's not even on like, it's not everywhere, but it's on the maps already.
Damn.
And I'm like, whoa.
That's
okay.
Crazy.
Yeah. Like it'll have a shed.
Yeah.
How did it, you know what I mean?
That's top down, not street view.
Top down. It has like a, you can see, it has like it's that, what do they call that? Three quarter or whatever?
Yeah. The elevated, I don't know what it is.
2.5D kind of.
Not isometric, but there's a,
so you're driving,
a faux camera angle.
So it's like.
They didn't get street view of your place though, did they?
Nope.
No. Sons of bitches don't even have to do recon anymore. They can just go on a public map and say, oh, he could be in the barn right now. It's crazy.
I'm wondering if so those readers on the top of the Google cars are like sonar or something.
Hmm?
Like, you know, when the Google cars that are reading?
Yeah.
If they're shooting through the woods and they're like, no, that's a structure.
Why wouldn't they?
Probably not.
Wouldn't
probably
it be
not.
Satellite?
Or satellite, yeah.
It's top down only, right?
Yeah, it's a satellite. What am
yeah,
I talking
it shows
about?
Like a box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do they call that? There's a word for that.
What, plan view?
Box view.
Nope. In surveying, they do it. Surveying is now completely done remotely. Like, there's no field surveying anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need to walk 20 clicks out, and there's
a satellite?
It's satellite, but it's called it's like the surveying tool.
Can you look up if plan view is top down, Chris?
Do you want more Sam, Nick, and Charles?
That's going to be so good.
Become a member of MDE TV today for hours of archived videos.
I love you so much, Dad.
Yo, I love Goobas.
I'll be able to hide a GoPro in her husband's suit, jacket pocket.
It doesn't matter how many people I murder, I still got the old tent poles.
New releases, full episodes of Perfect Guy Live.
We might be
and the Sam Hyde Show.
We should see if we can get a trend going on TikTok of eating mud.
Use code PGLPOD for 50% off your first month.
Oh, that's so good.
Don't get left in the dirt sucking crumbs of freebie dribble drops.
We gotta bleep that out.
Stuff up on the fat hearty offerings of your new La Familia.
Hey, Mr. Commendatore, you have to have me espresso and me pasta pizza.
MDE and tier members cannot redeem membership for unlimited breadsticks or other bread-related products, as stated in previous offers due to legal limitations. MDE TV is not liable for your joy, happiness, health, or overall well-being. If any irritation persists,
do not call a doctor.
Just sign up and give us the most money you can, and stop whining about your itchy witches.